Well, hey, everybody, and welcome to this special conversation on the economy and what that means for your bond portfolio. I'm Caleb Stevens. I serve community banks in the Southeast, along with my counterparts, Kim Tucker and Chris Wright. And I'm joined today by Tom Fitzgerald, our Director of Strategy and Research here at the South State Bank Correspondent Division, as well as Patty Gorman in our fixed income group serving the states of Florida, Georgia, and Tennessee. How are you guys doing today?
Doing good.
Great. Glad to be here. Thanks for including me, Caleb.
Well, Tom, let's kick it to you. Tell us what's kind of going on in the economy right now. What are you seeing at a high level, and what do folks need to be aware of?
Well, thanks, Caleb. I think when you look back at the last year and you kind of try to determine what's really been driving the market and rates, it's been really things other than economic news. You know, first we had the lockdowns, and then you had the CARES Act. That was the first stimulus package. The market traded off of that, and then you went through those cycles of up and down virus cases in the summer, and then the news of the vaccine started to surface, and again that was a driver of the market, and then you had a second stimulus that came right before year end, and then we had a third stimulus just now in the past week or so that's been passed, and it's slowly going to be working its way into the economy. So I think at this point now after the last year that. The market driver is going to be what the economy is doing now with all of that assistance from the fiscal side and from the Fed on the monetary side and all of the news that we've had to absorb. I think finally they're going to turn their attention back to the economy. And so when you look at the big drivers of the action going forward, I think it's going to be what happens with the employment numbers, what happens with the inflation numbers. And you look back and say, okay, right now the expectation is that we're looking at GDP for the year between 5% and 6%. So if there's numbers that come out that say, hey, it looks like we might be doing better than that, that's probably going to pressure yields even higher than they've gotten to already. By the same token, if we see numbers, some disappointing economic numbers, then that's probably going to be a case where you see, the Treasury's rally off of that. So really, we're kind of going to get back to some semblance of normality, at least trading off of economic news and not so much off the what's happening in Washington and what's happening, with the public health situation. And again, like I said, I think with the market right now, the 10-year is at 160. I think where we go from here, if we start to see some surprises to the upside, that'll push rates up. I think 2% is maybe doable, but I don't know. It's gonna be a grind to get there. And then I think at that point, you get the Fed's attention on the long rate. So again, we're going to kind of move back to that. The economy is what it is, and it's going to be the driver of rates, I think, going forward in 2021.
Well, Patty, in light of that, what are some of the challenges and some of the opportunities that you're seeing our banks look at right now in their bond portfolios?
Thanks, Caleb. I think still the overriding factor in our banks right now is a lot of liquidity on our balance sheets. I'm hearing that from most of my banks. But the good news is, with a backup in yields, bond yields are looking a little bit more attractive to our investors. And I think it makes good sense to put money to work at these levels. What do we like? Well, it depends on where you're sitting. For those that haven't really been doing anything because yields were so low, they might have room for a little bit more duration, even though we're in a rising rate environment. We've seen a substantial backup in the 10-year. So for that, I think you can go into a little bit longer paper, being the 30-year jumbo product, which I like, which traditionally pays very, very quickly. But at this stage of the interest rate cycle, I'm okay with the jumbos paying quickly because you're not paying over a 101 premium for them. Premium is still a problem out there. We still need to keep an eye on it. But, we've seen rates come back and drop 1-2 points on that. So if you've got the room for the duration, I think I like a split between jumbo product and conventional product in the 30-year sector. When you don't, you still need to mitigate your extension risk, and you still need to mitigate your price volatility risk. And I like plain old 15-year twos for that. Again, we've talked about it in the past. You can buy some cohort pools that will offer some stipulations to keep that pool from prepaying. So I like that. One other thing I did want to mention is, I forgot what I wanted to mention.
But you're good.
It's something.
You're good?
Oh.
Just pick it back up from one other thing I wanted to mention.
One other thing I wanted to mention, I was talking to a CFO a couple weeks ago, and because of the low rate environment, because of the amount of liquidity on the balance sheet, folks have been trying to get rid of, you know, high priced CDs and try to lower their cost of funds. But at this stage, I think all of that has been done. So the fact that you still have liquidity on the balance sheet and you can't get rid of any of your higher costing CDs, NIMs are challenged. And I think that brings into importance of trying to get that excess liquidity to work in the investment portfolio. And quite frankly, you know, I wish we all had a crystal ball and knew where rates were going to be a month out or 2 months out. The game plan is just put something to work every month. Just layer it in. That's about what we're seeing right now.
Well, Tom, you put out a really helpful quarterly bond accounting, bond portfolio trend analysis. I think you got one coming out again this April. Is that right?
That's right, Caleb. I try to put one out every quarter. So once we finish the March month end, I'll turn around and put together that package. Should be something in about the second week of April where we'll have that. We've got about 140 banks or so that we bond account for. So it makes a real good kind of peer group to look at what are they doing in their portfolios and how are the characteristics and the performance of those portfolios trending. So we'll have that out updated sometime in early April.
Good deal. Well, I know we sent out the one from last quarter not too long ago, and I think that was helpful to a lot of folks. And so we'll be anxiously awaiting that next one, and we'll be sure to send that to you guys, the listeners, when that is available. So thank you guys both for your time, and we'll talk to you soon.